quick trips to Walgreens are always a win because Walgreens has a surprising amount of stuff. Why don't we start with the letter B? Butter, baking soda, baking powder, bakeware, basically all things baking, bleach, beverages, blocks of cheese, bars of soap, bars of granola, bars of... Okay, you get the idea. Oh, and Brian, the best cashier ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, 40-ounce Skittles are 3 for $3.33. Must buy 3. And nice cashews are $3.99 each.
Hi, I'm Jaden Sterling, international best-selling author of The Alchemy of True Success. And thanks so much for tuning in to Soul to Profit Radio, bringing business to spirituality and spirituality to business. Each show, we are committed to helping you, our enlightened audience, discover your purpose, share your gifts, and monetize your message. Life is short, so let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Soul to Profit Radio, where myself and my guests assist entrepreneurs to fulfill their purpose and to fill their wallet. So, Happy New Year. I hope your holidays were joyful and meaningful. Hopefully you're staying warm wherever you are. It's the amount of snowfall and freezing cold temperatures we're experiencing in North America is incredible, and it's amazing, but we know that we're not going to let that stop us. Freezing cold temperatures or not, we're going to continue to move toward our goals and dreams in life, and that's exactly what this show is about. You know, it occurred to me recently that I'm invited to speak on many other radio shows, and I haven't been a guest on my own show for over a year, and I wanted to change that. So today I will be both host and guest on Soul to Profit Radio, and I'm super excited about it. So as you know, the title of the show today is Lose the Excuses and Find Your Muses. So over the next half hour, my intention is to help those of you who are ready and willing, because we know that if you're not ready and not willing, it doesn't matter how much you want to make changes in your life, it simply won't happen. So I'm reaching out to all of you who are ready, and I mean really ready to make a change in your life. You know, maybe you're someone who is listening in today and you're thinking, 2014 is my year. This is the year I get busy on fulfilling my life purpose. Or this is the year I stop worrying about money and I start trusting the universe that the universe has my back. Or maybe you're there and you're thinking, this is the year for me to start asking for help. Or maybe you're thinking, this is the year for me to believe in myself and what I have to offer to others. This is the year I care for my physical body. Or this is the year I choose to nurture my spirit. Or this is the year I choose to find the love of my life. So we know that this is the year. 2014 is the year that you start living your dream. So let's take a deep breath together, and we want to inhale possibility and exhale negativity. So wherever you are, you know, wherever you're seated, just inhale opportunity and exhale negativity. Just breathe that in deeply. Just take a moment to feel centered within your body. That's it. You know, oftentimes when we get confused or frustrated or anxious during the day, it's because we're not breathing deeply enough. We're not allowing for that beautiful breath to come into the body, to cleanse your body on a cellular level, and to bring in the vastness and the possibilities that exist. So if you find yourself during the course of the day not feeling quite right, well, it might be because your breathing is too shallow. So really start to take a few deep breaths and drink a glass of water. You know, being well hydrated throughout your day can help you overcome a lot of hassles within your body and a lot of stress as well. So that's it. Just take a deep breath So on this show today, let's talk about the year ahead. You know, the reality is 2014 is going to be an incredible year for those who are ready. And today I want to help prepare you for what's ahead. Now, for years leading up to this time, we've been experiencing a quickening of pace, and an opening has been made for your dreams to come to fruition. Now, I know for many of you sensitive types, you've been feeling this already. You've intuitively felt that there's a shift happening and things are lining up in such a way that it feels much more comfortable and natural. And maybe in the past and the years previous, you know, you've tried certain things in your business and it hasn't worked out. And you know what? That's okay. The reality is that it just wasn't the right timing. You know, maybe now you've learned a few things along the way of what works, and maybe you've also learned some things that don't work. So as we look ahead into this new year, you know, we really want to focus on those things that have worked. And what I mean by that is, you know, the things that you've experimented with throughout your business that, you know, once you implemented them, you started to see results and you started to have a feeling of confidence and enthusiasm with your work. So that's what I mean by things that are working. And obviously, reverse of that is things that don't work. You know, maybe you've tried some marketing efforts that fell flat, or maybe you've reached out to a certain group of people to connect with and you never quite got really connected with them. And you know what? And that's okay too. You know, that is just something to learn from, because as we know, there is no such thing as failure. The reality is we have this a beautiful life experience that we've come into, and it's for us to learn certain lessons, you know, to grow through it. And we know that being an entrepreneur and a business owner can be really painful at times. You know, we know that we can have a very high expectation for a certain outcome, and oftentimes we don't have that experience, or at least we don't have it as fast as we'd like to. So, you know, what we need to do is get comfortable with the time that it takes to build our business, because they say it takes 8 years to become an overnight success. Well, the reality is that someone, you know, spent those 8 years doing what they love, you know, what they're passionate about. And it's a very consistent moving towards your goals and dreams on a daily basis. And that's what makes up success. It's a continual daily striving for that which lights you up. And that is really the essential key. It's got to be something that absolutely lights you up, that turns you on, that gets you out of bed in the morning and says, yes, I get to do this today. You see the difference? It's not about, oh, I have to go to work. It's about, yes, I get to make an impact in other people's lives. And that's where we want you to be, at that place, because you can get to that place and you can do it relatively easily. But there's a couple things we need to do first, and let's talk about that. So as I mentioned, you know, going into this year 2014, there's a quickening of pace, and there in fact is an opening that is being made and presented to you for you to live the life of your dreams. Now, there is one catch, though, to finding this opening. And the one catch is like, it's like a little latch, and there's a little latch on this opening, and you just need to move the latch to the open position for you to experience this expansiveness. And the trick to moving this latch is for you to release old baggage, old excuses, and old energy that no longer serves you. That is essential for you to move the latch open to this vastness of opportunity and possibilities for you. We've got to, like, drop the old baggage. And I felt guided today. It was just this morning that I felt guided to help you do this. And what we're going to do, we're going to do a guided visualization, and we're going to help you make this happen. So we're going to do this together. So I'd like you to get in a comfortable spot. And we're going to start with deep breathing. And how you breathe, it's yogic breathing. So you'll breathe in through your nose for a count of three. You'll hold the breath for a count of three. And then you'll completely exhale. So let's do this together. We're going to do this three times. We're going to take a deep breath in through the nose. Hold the breath for a count of three. And then completely exhale. Again. One last time. Good. Hopefully you felt your shoulders softening, your body relaxing a bit. I'd like you to relax into your chair and gently close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, your shoulders relaxed, you're going to visualize a beautiful white light coming in through the top of your head. Feel this white light moving down your face and over your neck. It's releasing and relaxing everything it touches. Feel this white light move over your torso and down your spine. With each moment, you are relaxing more and more. Now feel the white light moving over your solar plex, down your legs, releasing and relaxing every part of your body. Feel this beautiful white light moving over your calves and down to your toes, completely releasing and relaxing your body. With every sound you hear, you become even more relaxed. Now see yourself walking through a beautiful green meadow. The sun is shining brightly, gently warming your skin. The air is crisp and the birds are joyfully singing all around you. As you walk through this beautiful green meadow, you sense something profound is about to happen. You begin to feel light and peaceful. As you continue to walk through this beautiful meadow, you come upon a mirror. The mirror has a beautiful ornate frame around it, and you walk up to the mirror. Standing before the mirror, you look at yourself, and as you look into your eyes, you know, the eyes are the window to your soul, and they hold all your eternal truths. Looking deeply into your eyes, you become aware of how you've been holding yourself back in life. Start to sense and feel within your body, perhaps areas of discomfort or awareness of how, why, and when you hold yourself back in life. You start to feel these sensations throughout your body, and you ask your higher self to allow your old excuses, old baggage, and old beliefs that no longer serve you to leave your body and to start moving around you like a ribbon blowing in the wind. And Now you see your excuses floating all around you, and you notice they're outside of you rather than inside of you. You start to see that your excuses are no longer a part of you, and that they are simply old baggage that is ready to be released. Continue to observe these old excuses encircling you and start to feel them detach from your energetic space and watch them move further and further away from you. And now, with a forceful exhale, send all those excuses to the white light for transmutation. Exhale forcefully now. Look back into that mirror and look at the lighter and freer you. You no longer carry any excuses or baggage with you. You are free. Allow yourself to be aware within your body that you feel this lightness and freeness. Sit with that for a moment. Allow for it to permeate your entire being. Now it's as if something gently lifted you up into the air and you feel yourself floating through the air. Feel the breeze on your face as you float through the air. You feel so good, light, and free. You're traveling through the air and you can feel the cool air, the breeze through your hair. Up ahead you see the top of a mountain and you go there. Having reached the top of the mountain, you look out at the valley below and you feel inspired. You feel free. You feel more powerful and alive than you ever have before, and this is the feeling you will take with you this year. Breathe in that peaceful yet powerful feeling and allow it to flow throughout your entire body. That's it. Feel that feeling move through your body, through the cells, throughout your entire body, all the way to your bones. Feel that feeling of lightness and freeness. Sit with that. Embrace that. And give gratitude for that. That's it. Okay, now wiggle your toes and fingers, and let's bring you back to your space. And when you're ready, you'll open your eyes. So how was that? Hopefully you were able to see and release some energetic baggage, you know, some old excuses and things that have been in your auric space and in your consciousness and your belief system that were ready to go, things that no longer serve you. That was the whole idea. And let's just know for certain that whatever needed to be released was released. And you can hit the reset button and start this year fresh, starting now. So visualize a big old reset button on your desk. Bam, hit it, and we're off to the races. Now, before I take any callers, I'd like to read an excerpt from my friend Brenda Brush's website. I'm sure I've talked about Brenda in the past. Her website is Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A, Brush, B-R-U-S-H.com. And she does periodically a write-up on what is happening with the planetary alignments and how it's affecting all of us. And it's a fantastic website. She updates it regularly. And she also has a daily update as well. So we know that coming into this year is a really powerful, energetic time, as well as a planetary alignment. These planets are lining up for us to create this, like I talked about, this opening for all of your dreams and goals to come true. And I want to read for you an excerpt on January the 11th. So this coming Saturday, I'll read to you what she has to say about that because it's really important and valuable. She says, today is Saturday, the day ruled by Saturn. Saturn is marching through Scorpio, giving us the results of the choices we have made, the opportunity to enjoy the fruits of our labors with no regrets. Make changes where necessary. Venus is joined with the Sun today, and the two of them are favorable to Saturn. This is support for what you want. It is time to be genuine. Your true value is recognized. This is a new cycle for Venus at 21 degrees of Capricorn, and it is time to set your intentions for what you want to attract for the coming year. Mercury is in the last degree of Capricorn today, and there is something coming to a close. Mercury will move into Aquarius at 4:35 p.m., that's Eastern Standard Time, where it will be until mid-March. Mercury is the messenger and rules what we are thinking about. It may be bringing to your attention where you need to network, your friends, and group associations. The moon moves into Gemini at 7:26 a.m. for the next couple of days. Lots of communication. Sort out what is real and what is not. A few revelations may be the order for the day. So remember, this coming Saturday is the time that you will set your intentions for the year. And we know for certain, whatever you intend to happen will happen. So the energy is aligned for you. The planets are aligned for you. All you need to do is align yourself with you, right? Get clear about what it is that you want. What do you want to experience this year? Write it down, and you're off to the races. So I have a caller calling in. Let's see who this is. And
hey, Jaden.
Hi.
Can you hear me? It's Lisa.
Yes. Lisa, hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm very excited about your show. You got a lot of wonderful things to share, and I'm excited about this new year for me. Last year was wonderful, all due to your help, and I just want to grow that and make it even better.
Oh, awesome. Well, thank you for saying that. So can I do a little mini reading for you?
I would love that.
All right. So I'm shuffling my deck. I'm shuffling my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle cards. And let's see what comes for you, Lisa. I already know, but intuitively. This,
you
we're
don't
get
the cards.
That's right. We're going to get confirmation. Oh, you heard me gasp because I drew, I think, one of the most auspicious cards for you. So I did a three-card draw.
Okay.
The first card is signs, so we already know that you are incredibly intuitive and you receive signs, I'm sure, all the time. So, you know, I think the thing about this card for you is to continue to acknowledge the signs that you receive.
Okay.
And as you know, just write them down or keep track of them because as you do that, you'll get more and more.
Yeah.
Okay, and then the middle card I drew for you was the number 8 card, which Lisa,
that's my number.
Big. Yep, that's it.
What's my website URL? LMK 88.
88, that's your number. All right, and it's the only number card in this deck, and it's most auspicious.
Wow.
So it says drawing the 8 card represents the final point of manifestation. So, Lisa, we know that when this card shows up, that whatever you've been doing will bring good, good fortune to you. You know, it's going to come to fruition, whatever it is. Now, the third card I drew for you were thoughts. So there might be something going on within you, something with your thoughts that could be affecting your manifestation. So I'd have you take a closer look at that, of where your thoughts are, and get those in alignment with what your intentions are, where you're going, and believing in yourself. That is the number one
thing.
That's it.
Oh, my gosh, you got it. You hit it. What a big... I was just thinking, because when you were talking about that card about thoughts and what's holding me back, and I was like, yeah, that's it. You know, because I got that out of your visualization meditation. Something came to me, and what came to me was just what you said.
Okay, perfect. Well, that's beautiful confirmation. And Lisa, rock it this year. You're going to have a great year. I can't wait to see and hear all the wonderful things that unfold for you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Many blessings.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
All right. So let's see. We got a couple more callers here. Let me go to 403 area code. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Jaden, is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Oh, Jaden, it's Anna from Calgary calling.
Anna, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you called. Can I give you a mini reading here?
Yes, please. I am in need.
Okay, let's see what's in store for you. All right. All right, Anna, here we go. Okay, what a great spread. So I drew three cards for you. Again, they're from my Manifesting Wealth and Wisdom Daily Oracle card, and I'll give a shameless plug at this moment that the app is also available on iTunes for the card deck. So just wanted to mention that. Okay, Anna, so I have three cards for you. The first card I drew was Meditate.
Okay.
So I feel like... Well, I'll tell you all three cards. It's Meditate, Energy, and then the 8 card as well. I drew that for you. That's big. So I feel like you're not taking the time that you need to sit in a quiet place and get clear about what it is that you desire to manifest.
Okay.
So that's really important. If you can do some kind of daily meditation or some type of daily practice that you can tap into that inner wisdom that you have, you know, so sit in silence somehow. The next card I drew for you is Energy. And what this card indicates is there's a couple things going on here for you. There could be energy suckers in your life or things that are taking your energy. So are you already aware of some people, places, or things that are taking your energy?
I would imagine it's my place of work.
Okay.
That would be my biggest...
And then you spend a lot of time at your place of work, right?
Yes.
And it's not filling you up. You don't. It doesn't give you energy, but it takes your energy.
It's true. Yeah.
All right. So your challenge this year is to get to the place where you feel confident enough to make a change in career. And
that's where I'm hoping to be very soon. I'm actually just finishing up my resume now and looking.
Beautiful. Okay, so the final card here is the 8 card, and that is confirmation for you that it's the final point of manifestation. So finish up your resume, put it out there. You are worthy and deserving of having an amazing career surrounded by people and a place that gives you energy rather than takes your energy. Will you do that?
Yes, but this is my question.
Yes.
What area do I look? Because I'm not drawn to any specific job or workplace or situation, and that's been my biggest hurdle is not knowing where to apply, what kind of job to look for.
Okay, so we have 90 seconds left in the show, and I believe why the first card came, the Meditate card, because...
Meditate.
Yes, you have to get to that still, quiet place within you that does know what you're drawn to. It's that higher self of yours that wants to be heard.
Okay.
And you can reach it in some type of meditation. So right here I have to meditate effectively... It helps to set your conscious thinking mind aside so you can listen to your soul. To do so, it might help you to have a guided meditation. I think you even have some of my meditations. Work with that.
Okay.
Work with that spirit guide meditation and ask your guides to reveal to you what would make your heart sing, you know, what work that you could align with that would feed you rather than take your energy. Okay, Anna?
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling in. And you the 8 card. Have a great – it's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing about it.
All right. Sounds fantastic.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow, what a fun show. I can't believe 30 minutes just flew by like that. That's incredible. So obviously I had a whole lot more to share with you that I wanted to. So next week I will be back on my show to share with you the 4 essential steps for you to manifest anything that you desire. I hope you have a fantastic week. I hope that this meditation was helpful to you. And have a week filled with purpose and wealth. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Quick trips to Walgreens are always a win because Walgreens has a surprising amount of stuff. Why don't we start with the letter B? Butter, baking soda, baking powder, bakeware, basically all things baking, bleach, beverages, blocks of cheese, bars of soap, bars of granola, bars of... Okay, you get the idea. Oh, and Brian, the best cashier ever. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Now with card, 40-ounce Skittles are 3 for $3.33. Must buy 3. And nice cashews are $3.99 each.